All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Taking it up until 10 o'clock today. You guys can text the show 67974. Text writes in, Tobin is like a dog that chases cars, and when he finally catches one, it doesn't know what to do with it. It's kind of like the Joker. Why do people keep comparing me to the Joker?
Because you might have a couple of twisted screws going on up there. Loose screws.
Another says, I'm really into this show because of that damn crow. I appreciate that, man.
Next thing you know, you're going to start making a pencil disappear.
Oh.
That's so cool. Oh, man.
So anyway. Now I'm trying to get, now I really want to see Spartacus. Can't get it.
Can't get it?
No.
Can you get it on Prime?
No, I looked. I got Prime, I got Bootleg, and I got Netflix. But jeez. It's on Stars.
And you don't have a DVD player in your TV.
And it's old. Dude, nobody makes those. What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, man.
That's an old redneck thing. I can see that. Hey, Ma, look. It's got both of them, and I can do them both at the same time. What's that's like this, 10 years old.
What's this that there confounded disc player on the side of my television? The old magic box.
Somebody said the Dolphins are Facebook, the Heat are Instagram, and the Panthers are MySpace.
What does that make the Marlins? Where are the Marlins in that?
Well, the Marlins have got, they have to be
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Oh, what's the one that? What's the one?
Got to be ahead of the Dolphins if you're gonna do that.
What's the one that went under?
They got two championships. But as far as
Vine.
But here's the problem: when you have 81 home games, you don't ever feel pressure to go to a game. With the Heat, you got 41 home games. Like, you figure, you know, you got your handful of teams, but if you really want to go see a basketball game, you can just go. You can go to a game. But football, there's only 16 of them.
Only eight in town.
Only eight in town. So, like, yeah, even, I mean, they have damn near the same amount as the Canes. But the Canes, you know, the Canes came. Look, the Canes get crickets for FAMU and Bethune.
Yeah.
Crickets.
The Canes in this town, like, there's a lot of passion for the Canes. They get treated, but they get treated like a pro team in that if they're not performing in this town, if you're a pro team, you don't perform, people don't care. Like, people won't show up.
Here's the problem with the Canes, what I think is the expectations are always so high and so far from reality that if anything happens below that, you lose interest.
Yeah.
And if you're just honest about where your team is, then you could truly enjoy the college experience and take it for what it is.
But they also get treated like that. Like their fan base is so, it's built so much out of people who didn't go to the school. Like, I didn't go to UM. I love the Canes.
Look, I like supporting the local team as far as, you know, whether I'm a fan or not. No, when I go see a game, I want to see them play well.
But, like, isn't it like what we saw last year when FIU won? All those people who had pride in FIU winning, they all went to FIU.
Right.
Like, their enrollment is just a lot bigger.
Right. But that's, like, look, if you're gonna reap the rewards of your school, don't all of a sudden come up with all these excuses as to why, right? I've rarely admitted my school's not good enough. They can't compete with Ohio State right now.
And you can see it again tonight.
Doesn't mean I don't root for them, but the reality of it is that's where they are.
Let's get the headlines. What do you got, Robbie?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Does Tobin care about clicks? 99% to 1. Let's witness the biggest boxed in in show history today.
Do you want me to... Hold on. So do you want me to make that a poll?
I mean, that's a low-hanging fruit. We know you were damn lying.
Do I have to make that poll from 7i to the tickets, or do I make that from my own Twitter account?
Yeah, I think you should do it from 790 to ticket.
All right, I'll put that up.
Because
there. At 790 the ticket poll, does Tobin care about clicks? Done. Poll is out. You guys can go vote at 790 the ticket.
Hey, so did you see the Martian video, the UFO?
Nah, no interest.
Really? The government released it.
Who cares? If the government, let me tell you something right now. If the government is releasing it.
Oh, you sound like you about to record this. You about to come out with some old flat earth stuff.
No, I'm not coming out with some flat earth stuff, okay? But here's what I think. All right, I'm not interested in government hocus pocus. I'm not interested in any government hocus pocus UFO stuff because I know they're still holding back the good stuff. Anything the government is releasing as a UFO, it's not a UFO. All right, it's probably some stupid ship they haven't even discovered yet. Probably, you know, Slovenia is out there making. And they're just trying to distract everybody over here. Oh, hey, we got quarantine. We got coronavirus. UFOs, everybody. Nah, a little too convenient for my liking that there's all of a sudden aliens that are flying around everywhere. No, not buying it, Leroy. Sorry. The good aliens, they're hiding that stuff. Because I want the footage of the big-eyed, space creature-looking aliens. That's what I want.
Who determined that's how an alien looks?
Oh, it's how they look. Just like Bigfoot. People have seen.
Well, look, if you call him Bigfoot, he probably got big feet. So that started. If you have big feet, you're probably going to be tall.
No, but remember when didn't we have Dusty Crumb talk about that skunk ape? Like, he knows. Like, it's out there. He's like, you got to watch out for that. You know, when I saw a raccoon once after the first time in years, and that was the most beautiful thing I'd seen in like a decade. Like that's the guy. He's seeing a thing or two. But you're into the alien stuff? You believe in it?
I just asked if you saw the video. I can't tell what the hell that is.
I can tell what it is. It's nonsense. It's a dog and pony show from the government is
what
it is.
What is that saying about your government that they're releasing fake UFO footage?
I don't know. I don't know what it's saying.
It though.
It's just, I'm gonna give it,
Mr. Alien, if you're listening to us in your spaceship, I hope you have a translator.
Am I allowed
to Tobin's ass up first?
Am I allowed to vote on this poll? No. Am I allowed to vote since it's not on my Twitter account?
You would be the 1%, but go ahead.
All right. Good. Oh, wow. Lopsided. Jeez. Have a little more faith in me, people.
You got no chance?
Woof. That is a lot of yeses.
Of course.
Do you think I care about more clicks than anybody on the station?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, but here's what I'll say about that. I will say yes, but not in a bad way, because you do more on social media than anybody.
Yeah, I don't think Zazzle's looking for clicks.
Right. So what's the point if you're not doing it for it to be seen?
That's just because everybody we have on the station barely knows how to use the internet.
But that, again, I'm not holding that against you. You being one of the only people that uses the platform more than anyone.
It's you and Hawkman.
Yeah. Anyway, what do we got for headlines, Robbie? What news do we have?
Bigfoot's name is Carl. Did you see that that commercial, that progressive commercial with Flo? Oh, come on.
Well, before we get to headlines.
Yep.
You know, I saw a raccoon for the first time in 5 years the other day in this spot that I've been hunting in. That was one of the happiest moments of my life. And it's like, yes, maybe we are making a difference.
Maybe we are.
Is
maybe
he the
we
only
are,
person
Dusty.
That got excited for a raccoon? Because I hate those garbage dwellers.
Yeah, they're trash pandas. We got one living in my tree. My son named him Bubbles. He's a little too he's a little bit too out with the daytime. But then again, you know, do they get messed up by daylight savings time too? How do raccoons work? Raccoons.
The time is the same for them.
I don't think so.
In light. When it gets dark, they come out. When it's daytime, you very rarely see a raccoon in the daytime.
But we have a raccoon on the reg who's out in the daytime. He lives in the palm tree by my house.
Don't let your dog by him.
Knowing the way my dog has been going lately, probably just bite right through that raccoon, just like it did my wires.
Hey, dude, raccoons are nasty. They jump on your back and rip your bowels out from
the top. No, they don't. What are you talking about, dude?
That's how they kill people.
Okay, first of all, a raccoon's like 2 feet, and if you lost a fight to a raccoon, you're not a man.
I'm not talking about a person, dumbass. I'm talking about other animals.
No. That's not how they do it.
Okay, let your little dog, your little cute dog out there. You won't have to worry about walking him anymore. You go out there and play with a raccoon.
My dog is a baby. She'd smoke that raccoon. You think raccoons disembowel people?
No, animals.
Nah.
They just look it up and then apologize.
I will not.
Yeah, like you're wrong. Hold on. Let me tell you.
What news you got, Robbie?
Well, DJ Khaled has a message for Tua.
All right.
Tua, congratulations. Welcome to Miami, Dade County 305. Miami Dolphins, baby. And shout out to Rick Ross.
Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to Rick Ross getting his name wrong. Oh, man. Do you have Rick Ross, Robbie?
Tua Tagovailoa.
Swing and a miss. Still love you, Ross.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Anything else, Robbie?
Yeah. So, you guys see that there's this news anchor allegedly, got caught cheating when the lady was
on live TV.
Yeah.
How does she not stay in the bedroom? Like, what is going on with this dude? He's doing a report and a naked lady just shows up in the background. Are you a dope? Or do you think she wanted him to get caught?
Here, somebody wasn't on the same page. Right? I mean, you had to know. She had to know, hey, I'm going out in another room. I got a hit. Right? Nope.
Out here doing it. Just walking out naked. Does he get fired for that? Didn't the professor just get fired at UM for having busty girls as one of his tabs? I think I saw that on Billy Corbin's. I think a UM professor just got axed because when he shared his screen with his students, it said busty girls as one of the tabs. Busty college. They're not really in college though. My wife's updated. My wife's producing the show from the kitchen. She goes, no. It wasn't busty girls. It was busty college girls. That makes it worse somehow. Hey, I gotta, sweetheart. They're not really in college.
She never listens to the show. And that's her. Now all of a sudden, no. Busty college girls.
Like, you better show your syllabus if you're really going doing this scene. Prove you're in college. Show me your student ID, please. Oh, man. Hey, shouldn't we get some quarantine passes, though, on some stuff? Like, honestly. Not, like, serious crimes, but, like, infractions like that. Shouldn't we just throw it up to quarantine? Because, like, I got to tell you, they were sharing screens yesterday in the meeting. If I saw somebody had busty girls on the on their account yesterday when they shared us their screen, I'm not holding it against anybody.
I accidentally shared my screen when we first started doing the damn
the Skype.
Yeah, I'm like,
right.
Uh-oh.
And you had busty girls on, and I didn't. I was not judgmental of you.
Now you can see why I wasn't in this meeting.
Do raccoons attack and eat cats? I don't know. All these raccoons I see eating corn. Oh, here's one eating a squirrel. All
right. You know how my feelings on The Last Dance so far, right, Leroy?
Yeah, it seems like you're indifferent.
All right. A pro's pro has come out and ripped The Last Dance, a professional documentarian. We'll tell you about that next. Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Robbie, how you been holding up with the lack of gambling? What have you been trying to do to fix the hole in your heart?
Luckily we had the draft this past weekend, so it bought us a little bit of time. But I've been looking at these futures bets. I mean, the college week one lines and the NFL week one lines are out there, but I'm like, we can't bet on it because, you know, we don't know if these games are going to get played.
That's so scary right now.
I'm looking at presidential bets. I'm looking at all the political bets. I'm just trying to wait on the right time to when to release those. But we got to do the guy at Magnificent 7 tomorrow at 8:20.
Ooh, I like the political stuff. That's going to be fun. Is the action moving on that at all? Like, is that like your latest thing? What about?
I've been tracking it every day.
Is there any like coronavirus props that are going on as well?
I haven't been looking for coronavirus props, but no, I haven't seen the coronavirus props out there. I guess Vegas doesn't. I feel they would feel bad about posting up, you know, coronavirus props. I mean, I do have.
Yeah, Vegas might, but what about like the Bulgarian like websites where, you know, you gotta go on the dark web to get them?
I think they would have less shame. I did have the only close thing to coronavirus prop bet I could think of is which sport would come back, and I placed a bet on a Major League Baseball a while ago. That was the first Magnificent Seven we did when the quarantine kicked in. And it looks like if you had to pick between the four sports, it looks like Major League Baseball is going to come back before everyone else, if they come back at all.
Well, they did say that Ron DeSantis yesterday was talking about the idea of all these sports that are coming to Florida. You know, the UFC is coming to Jacksonville next week, so they got that. And then there's talk of the
Tiger and Phil
NBA. What's that? Oh, Tiger and Phil is going to be down here. And then of course there's going to be there's talk yesterday about the NBA apparently is going to be maybe having their hub at Disney World. So there's that as a possibility of a neutral site. So anyway, that COVID-19 update is powered by Air Pros $79 service. Call the pros that know. Air Pros, acrepair.com, $79 service call at Air Pros. So you guys, The Last Dance, here's what I think. It's fine. You know, it's fine. Episode 2 to me was an absolute home run. Episode 1, kind of boring. Didn't really get anything that known. Dennis Rodman was a not as good version of the Dennis Rodman 30 for 30. And I really could give two bleeps about Phil Jackson's hippie ass. That was episode 4. You know, but I did find this interesting. So you know who Ken Burns is, Leroy?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Ken Burns, he's a documentarian. He's known now. He looks like baseball. If I sent you a picture of Ken Burns, you'd be like, that looks like baseball.
Like Burnt Sugar looks boxing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Ken Burns documentarian. He's done a lot of documentaries, but he's also like his sports one. He's been, he did the famous like baseball documentary from like the time of them, you know, playing with no gloves all the way to modern day. That was Ken Burns's great piece of work. And basically anytime there's not a baseball game on MLB Network, they're playing Ken Burns. Like that's basically his documentary. So he's come out and he thinks that the problem with The Last Dance is that Michael Jordan has had too much of a hand in it, that you can't get a true sense of the Jordan Bulls if you're having Michael Jordan in there. And here's his quote. He says, the series counts the basketball greats production as a partner and arrangement. Mr. Burns says, never, never, never agree to. I find the opposite direction where we need to be going. If you are there influencing the very fact of it getting made, that means certain aspects of that you really don't want to be in, period. And that's not the way you do good journalism, and it's certainly not the way you do good history. My business. So he's being, he's saying, look, you can't give a true picture of Michael Jordan if Michael Jordan has a hand in the production, which he does. It's not being made without Michael Jordan, but I don't know if Michael Jordan has said he's donating all the money that he's making off this documentary, but that if you have Jordan there, you're not going to get a true picture.
Here's the other problem. Okay. Would you be able to do it if you did it without Michael Jordan?
I don't think the ratings are as high.
Right. Because you have to understand, I think part of the allure of this documentary is the fact that Michael Jordan didn't talk when he played. He didn't give opinions. He wasn't that guy. He was the anti-LeBron.
Yep.
Right? And so from that standpoint, even if he's controlling it, the fact that he's sitting down and having these conversations is appealing to a lot of folks because you never got to hear Michael Jordan talk the way he's talking.
Yeah, and Jordan has said that he thinks that this documentary is going to make him look like a horrible person. I don't think we've gotten in that sense yet. Like, he's, you know, he obviously didn't like Jerry Krause, made a lot of short jokes about Jerry Krause. There was the teammate. Who was that teammate, Robbie, that he was busted on for getting drunk? And the guy's like, no, Mike, don't, not on camera. He goes, nah, he's a drunk. He's a drunk, and he goes out there, he's getting party. It was like one of the rookies or something like that. But as far as horrible person, I don't feel like, do you think like did Michael Jordan's going to really go out, damage is done, my friend, all on his ass? I don't think so.
I mean, but at the same time, again, you have to understand that the people that are watching this that are not necessarily getting the backstories of the real reason, you know, like the true documentary, or getting something that they didn't get when Jordan was playing. And that's conversation with Jordan.
Also, who's you know, as far as Ken Burns is concerned, like, who's the most controversial baseball character that he hasn't gotten a chance to have a hand in something?
Right.
You know? Like, who is the baseball player over history? If, like, you could get an unfiltered look at them, who would it be?
I don't know, but guess what?
Bonds?
Like, somebody said Ken Burns is right, which is why, as much as it pains me to say, the D-Wade documentary wasn't as good as it could have been. Okay, but here's the thing. People have complained, athletes have complained about people just writing whatever. And so they've gone out of their way to control what is getting put out there about them. And you know what? If they trusted somebody doing the documentary to know that even the bad things, they're going to put it out there and just kind of include it, but not harp on it. That's not the world we live in.
I don't.
The world we live in is you're going to take the negative stuff, and it'll be three parts to it.
Yeah, but like, I mean, are people really tuning into the Michael Jordan thing? And like, you want to watch him score 63 against the Celtics? Like, that's what you're going in for? Or are you going in to try and learn something about a guy that we don't know as much as we want to know about?
Me personally, the most exciting part of what I could get out of Michael Jordan is the golf part of it, is the gambling part of it.
Right.
Not for any other reason other than to know that would show me how much of a competitor he was.
And so the guy's saying, you know, D-Wade producing the documentary himself, basically having it as a D-Wade production, you know.
I don't have a problem. Look, here's how this works, and here's how I think about this. The media had an opportunity to be able to do these documentaries. Mm-hmm. And they screwed up by how they write things when the people were around.
Well, right? The thing
now these people want control, and these athletes want control over how their story gets told. I'm not going to be mad at them about that.
This is the thing I would say with the D-Wade documentary that I think would have helped it is, I think, time. I think that and Chris Bosh mentioned this. I saw him on an Instagram Live mention. He goes, it's kind of crazy to have a documentary of your life come out the year after you retire. It's like you kind of want that stuff to simmer.
Exactly.
And so I think that's part of the reason, too, is like we had, you know, and it was kind of like people saying, oh, does D-Wade need a three-day weekend to retire? I think for Miami, yeah, we'd take a whole month to go celebrate D-Wade if we could have. But You had such an influx of D-Wade content over not just this year, but the year before because of The Last Dance. I think that the documentary probably would have been cherished a little bit more if more time would have passed when it was released, you know?
Well, here's the other thing. There's a couple of things to say. Ken Burns has the luxury to make documentaries about dead people. That dude sounds jealous he didn't get to do the documentary.
Did you see Ken Burns, by the way? Did you see the picture I sent you?
Yeah, he looks like documentary should be stamped on his forehead. Documentarian. And then somebody said, I look at Jordan totally different. So far, I thought he was a robot, but he seems cool as hell now. And so, guess what? That's what I would be interested in.
I don't think Ken Burns would be down with all that cursing.
No.
No, he definitely would be. Ken Burns seems like the type of guy, like, remember back in the day they would censor nudity with like a black square.
Right. Now they just put nipple things, circles.
Yep.
Right? Now they used to cover up the whole torso.
Ken Burns seems like the type of guy that's not only he's not only bleeping out the curse, he's bleeping over the mouth. He's putting the black square over the mouth. he's doing that kind of censoring. That's what's going down.
Yeah.
I get you, man. You haven't watched any of it yet, though, yet? Huh?
No, I'm, dude.
No interest.
You know what I am now?
Yeah, you're a Viking.
Professional binge watcher. So if you come at me, I let The Witcher sneak in. But if you suggest a show for me that only has one season.
Out.
No, that's why I like this, The Kingdom, right? I'm just on season two, The Last Kingdom. I'm just on season two.
Was it four seasons?
And it's four seasons. Somebody told me that Spartacus is on Netflix.
Is it?
I don't think so. It's so old that it doesn't just pop up. You know what I mean? And if you do Spartacus, it also has like eight different versions of Spartacus. Spartacus the movie, Spartacus the cartoon, Spartacus from the 1960s. So, yeah.
Text writes in, the OJ documentary was so good because it was a journalist that uncovered things talking about those close new secrets that never would have gone out. Well, also, OJ was in prison, so maybe they felt
right.
A little bit.
Like, OJ was in, like, and if OJ wasn't in prison, they wouldn't even have the documentary.
Would you watch an OJ reviewing the OJ documentary? I would watch that. Hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly. Like, if we got OJ to live tweet, what if OJ watched every part and he gave a review afterwards?
Let me explain something to you. Then the man would have lost his mind.
Or how about him reviewing the TV show with Cuba Gooding Jr. playing him?
Hey, Twitter world, I got to tell you, that David Schwimmer really did look like Rob Kardashian. I'm just saying.
Except he was a foot taller.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Taking you up until 10 o'clock today. You can text the show 67974. Text on The Ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. A couple polls out there. They're in various places. But you guys can go find them in the same places. I tweeted from my own Twitter account, @Brendan_Tobin. Do you care what sports town this is? We talked last hour about how I just threw a scud missile on Adam Beasley's Tua Tagovailoa already being the most popular athlete in Miami sports, which I don't even necessarily know if I disagree with, but I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to cause a mess. Because
did you watch the games this past year?
I feel like people get crazy about what town this is. What, football town, basketball town, football town, basketball town? But it's such a weird animosity between the Heat and Dolphins fan, because it does feel like there's definitely been, I mean, they've been on different trajectories, and this used to for sure be a football town, bar none. But the Heat have been such a good organization, while the Dolphins have been a waffling, you know, path of mediocrity forever that has just driven the Dolphins to such apathy that we got the worst ratings in the NFL in any fan base, out of any fan base. Now, still better than basketball ratings, give you that. But nonetheless, as far as interest is concerned, the lowest.
Hold on.
I'm going to update the poll. So our poll question is, do you care what sports town this is? Yes or no? Early returns, Leroy, were you, on the poll. 80% of the voters say, no, I don't care what sports town this is. The other poll, based on because of my my trolling with Adam Beasley, is, does Brendan Tobin care about clicks? Now, you can vote at this at 790 The Ticket. I figured I'd take out as myself as a – I didn't want my followers swaying it one way or the other. So does Brendan Tobin care about clicks? which I voted no on because I'm not a click fiend. But does Brendan Tobin care about clicks? Right now, 80% of the vote, Leroy, says yes, which is garbage. Thought you guys would have my back on this a little bit more.
I think that's low.
What? Why? Well, how is that low? 8 out of 10 people?
Yeah, too low.
Jesus.
Too low.
You guys can go vote at 790 ticket and at Brendan underscore toe when the polls are there. Go check them out. So what were you going to say about the sports town thing?
I think it's hard for people to answer that down here because we call this a front-running city. City that once wins, follows a winner. And so I think down here, it only matters whatever team's winning. That's what team this town is.
I agree.
Whether it's the Hurricanes, whether it's, you know what? Let the baseball team start off 20-2.
Oh,
you see what I mean? So
that would be so beautiful.
I hate this sport or I like this sport more, but say we're an event town, then if business picks up, you're going to be at that event. So I don't think they care. They just want a winner.
A texter writes in, he says, Heat Twitter bigger and more fun than Dolphins Twitter. I mean, yeah, but since Twitter's been around, when have the Dolphins been this fun? When has Dolphins Twitter been able to have this kind of party? Not in a while. Not in a while. Got to tell you, I'm a big fan of Heat Reddit and Miami Dolphins Reddit. Miami Dolphins Reddit, been lit lately. Been a lot of fun, Leroy. I saw Tua Tagovailoa photoshopped as Jesus holding a baby dolphin. Hilarious. What's not to love about that? Now there's Tua photoshops going all over the place. There's nothing not to find fun about that. I don't understand why anybody would be crazy. By the way, go ahead, Robbie.
I was going to say, have you been duped by fake news on Dolphins Reddit? Like we were with the Heat Reddit with that Bradley Beal story?
Not yet. I did see somebody linked on. I was watching this guy who somebody posted. Because Reddit is a Wild West when it comes to the news. Somebody who is he's got a YouTube page. I'm trying to figure what was Buddy's name? Maybe Leroy remembers this guy playing. He's got a YouTube page now where he does like quarterback stuff, and so people link to this. And apparently, he had heard a rumor that Ryan Fitzpatrick not a good mentor. That over his time of knowing football, that he is not. Oh, his name is JT O'Sullivan. You know who JT O'Sullivan is? You ever heard of him?
He played quarterback, right?
Played quarterback, yeah.
No,
but JT O'Sullivan was saying, I've heard that Ryan Fitzpatrick not a great mentor. I was like, oh, I guess that's kind of juicy, but I don't know how do I know what this guy knows? How do I know if he's telling the truth? Maybe he's got an axe to grind against Fitzpatrick.
I don't know. I would say that unless he actually played with him. And a lot of times in these situations, I'm going to be honest with you, it becomes a situation that you had a bad run-in with that person.
Right.
Or a situation presented itself. And one of the things you have to be careful of is, I mean, at what point in time has Ryan Fitzpatrick been comfortable with his position on the team?
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
And so from that standpoint, if somebody who played on the team with him at that moment when he was starting,
well, how much
he wasn't a good mentor, it's like, man, he worried about his own.
Because it seems like we always do that where it's like, oh, this guy's going to learn under that guy. And people got mad because Brady was not nice to Jimmy Garoppolo or Favre wasn't nice to Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't know, on a football team, Leroy, how much is the veteran quarterback looked upon to lead the young guys?
It depends, because I'll give you an interesting thing. When you watch when the Browns revealed their jerseys, their new uniforms, all of the guys that they showed, all the running backs, we were all in the same room for the most part, except for like Jim Brown and Leroy Kelly, you know, but we were all in the same room and nobody ever felt threatened. You know what I mean? Nobody ever felt. And sometimes that is kind of the molding of a good team. What do they tell you about the Heat? One of the things they love about the Heat is nobody cares about somebody else's success.
Enjoy each other's success.
Right, exactly. And so when you get in a locker room like that, for whatever reason, why didn't Brett Favre want to help Aaron Rodgers? He felt threatened.
And in a lot of ways, the threat's so much more real with your position than it is with quarterback.
Right, exactly.
Because quarterback's such a it's such a hierarchy of stuff. Like, everything's so cut and dry normally. So, like, there's no reason really for a quarterback to not want to be a mentor, because you're either going to stink or be good. It's not going to have any basis on whether or not you give a guy probably lessons, right?
Right. But here's the kicker. The one cool thing about us being in the room is that we all did something, one thing that was unique to us, even though we played the same position. Metcalf did a lot of different things. I did a lot of different things. Kevin Mack did a lot of different things. Ernest Biner did a lot of different things. Tommy Vardell did a lot of different things. So we all had to learn the same way because we all were playing different combinations at times. So nobody was ever threatened because we all had that one unique thing that we did better than the other guy. Quarterback is a little different because guess what? One of the things that drive these star players is threat, is fear of not having that job. So when Green Bay drafted Aaron Rodgers, right? Brett Favre, he shouldn't have felt the way he did based on how much success he had in the NFL. He felt threatened. And so that's where that quote comes from. I'm more than sure that in some ways Aaron Rodgers feels that way, but he's one of the players that plays it really cool. So I'm wondering if he'll ever say anything. Tom Brady. We all heard the situation with Tom Brady. They drafted quarterbacks for years. He didn't make a big stink till Garoppolo.
But why is that? But a guy like Fitzpatrick, who's been a career journeyman, like how much upon it is him to sell to a, hey, this is how you break it down? Like, isn't that upon the coach? Like, isn't that
right? Is it exactly how much is it? Which is crazy in itself that we are sitting here commenting on players not wanting to teach younger players. If it happens, it happens. But isn't that the damn coach's job? That guy making millions too.
Right. It's a strange, like I would think Ryan Fitzpatrick would be a good mentor because he's kind of seen it all, done it all. But what is that? Yeah, and then what does that even mean? Like, is he supposed to sit with Tua during film and be like, "All right, now see, this is where you look off the safety." Like, that's right. I don't understand what that. I don't necessarily know what that's supposed to mean.
Plus, quarterback is a position where everybody plays differently. What could Alex Smith teach Patrick Mahomes? They're so different in how they do things. But what you can help a younger player with. Like I would help the younger players, not with how to run the football, but what to look for. So for example, if you see a linebacker hitting this gap like that, you best believe somebody else is crossing and going to cover another gap because they all want to control the gaps. So if you see that, don't try to run away from it. Be a little more patient and there might be a crease in between the two guys, stuff like that. But as far as, you know, everybody sees something different as a running back. Everybody has to take what they do well. If you're fast, you have to do something a certain way. If you're strong and you run with physicality, you have to do things a certain way. That's things you can't teach. As far as a quarterback is concerned, one of the things about learning how to play quarterback is you have to learn where you can fit the ball and where you can't. How strong is your arm? Can you squeeze it in this tight hole? Can you make this throw running left? Can you? And a lot of that is trial and error. You know, that's why a lot of quarterbacks come into the league throwing a lot of picks.
Somebody says
they need to learn those things.
Fitzpatrick's going to show two of the ropes, how to have way too many kids, growing beers and beer belly, growing his beard and having a beer belly.
Well, keep in mind, now, Fitzpatrick ain't no dummy.
No, he's smart.
So even if it's taking a smarter approach to the game, how you prepare. You know, a lot of guys won't say, so-and-so help me with this. They would come in and say, you know what? I watched the way he did things, and I appreciated how he did things and what kind of pro he was, and I tried to be like him. That's what you hear more from younger players rather than what a guy was telling him. One of the biggest, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember it, Chris Carter used to, they used to always put Randy Moss' success on Chris Carter, right? Oh, Chris Carter's really teaching him, and I'm like, yeah, man, Randy got tired of that. You know, no, dude, I'm not going to say he didn't help me, but I'm fast. I can get in places where he couldn't get. How is he helping me? So you learn how to be a pro from older guys. I learned from Eric and Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner how to be a pro, not necessarily how to play football.
We'll take a break. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. We're back with more final hour of the show coming up after this.